You're riding alone on a moonlit but starless night. You just missed your exit. Now there's only one way back home. So sit back, open your ears, and hold on tight. Because you're about to take a quick detour through Uncanny County.
You're mad.
I'm not mad, sweetheart. I just wish it were less expensive.
This is what I want.
I just never thought of you as someone who wants to go along with what everyone else has.
Nobody I know has one of these, Mom.
Fine. But if they're sold out, I don't want tears.
Give me some credit.
Howdy. Welcome to Fair Deal Pets and Pet Supplies. What can I help you find? Puppy? Goldfish? Parakeet?
I'd like a rainbow magic kitten, please.
Ugh. Get in line.
12-year-old Trev wants a pet. But not just any pet. He wants something special. Something unusual. Something different. Because Trev's felt different ever since his dad died 2 years ago. But the pet he's chosen, well, let's just say it comes with a price he may not be able to meet.
So, y'all want a kitten, huh? I got some nice Persians with papers.
I don't want a Persian. I can get a Persian anywhere. I want a rainbow magic kitten.
That's what I'm here for, too.
My Persians are awful cute. Fluffy.
Do you not have rainbow magic kittens?
Oh, I got them.
If I could ask, how much are these?
Rainbow magic kittens, Mom.
Right.
They start at $7,500.
Dollars?
You get what you pay for.
For $7,500? I expect a lot.
Well, come on in here and take a look. Here we go, folks. Rainbow magic kittens.
Oh my God!
I told you, Mom.
Wow.
They're fur. When they move, it changes color.
And the sound. Is that how they meow? Incredible.
You should hear them purr.
They don't seem real.
Told you.
Can I buy more than one?
Hold on there, partner. I haven't said I'd sell you one yet.
What's the problem? I have the money. Hell, I can afford all three without blinking.
We ain't just some kitten mill here. We care about our animals. I need to make sure they're going to the right homes.
Are you serious?
If you don't like it, you can go someplace else. There's another pet store 20 miles down the way. Nice place, too.
They don't have rainbow magic kittens.
Well, that is the rub there, ain't it?
All right.
I think it's great you're making sure rainbow magic kittens only go to the right kind of people.
You can interview me.
You're the one who wants the kitten?
No, my son does. I don't even really like cats, but I'm the adult, so...
So that don't matter. Your son wants the kitten. I'll talk to your son. Alone.
I'm not comfortable with that.
Mom!
Don't worry, ma'am. We'll be in that room there with the big window. You'll see him the whole time.
Please, Mom.
Fine. But I am not taking my eyes off that window.
Thank you.
All right, then. Come on in.
Wait. I was here first.
Does it matter?
There are three kittens. I got here first. I deserve first pick.
If you qualify...
Uh-huh. Says the single mother.
I'm a widow, actually.
Oh, I was still here first.
You surely were, sir. Come on into my parlor, said the spider to the fly. Just kidding. No, really, come on in. You're first.
Good.
Mom, what if he buys all three?
If he tries it, I'll sue.
Where did you find out about these kittens, Trev?
Someone blogged about them. I was looking for something else, but then I found them.
What were you looking for?
Do you really need to know?
Just tell me it wasn't guns, drugs, or porn.
It wasn't guns, drugs, or porn.
Someone wrote about them on the internet? Where?
Well, when I tried to go back to it, the page was taken down.
A friend of mine got one and showed it to me. She wasn't supposed to say where she'd bought it, but I got her to tell me.
Why wasn't she supposed to tell you?
I have no idea. I haven't seen her since then. She's not really a friend. More of an acquaintance. Work colleague. Sort of.
What do you do?
I'm a lawyer. I'm good at getting people to give up things. You know, private information, like where to get a rainbow magic kitten.
Do you feel good about invading people's privacy?
Do you feel good about your child searching the web unsupervised?
What do you think they're talking about in there, Mom?
Probably wants to make sure you have space and won't get it declawed. Do these things ever shut up?
I have a big house. I have money for vet bills. I can hire someone to catch it when I'm not there. What else do you need?
Why do you want a rainbow magic kitten? You don't seem like the feline sort, if you don't mind my saying.
I told you. I'll take good care of the thing.
So it's a thing?
The kitten. I'll take good care of him or her. But I think I prefer him. I don't need some female getting all possessive on me.
You have experience in that, I take it.
Not at the moment. I'm divorced.
Oh, I am sorry.
It's my fourth time. I'm used to it.
It's good that you can be so philosophical.
If by philosophical you mean kicked her butt to the curb. It was a good-looking butt, though. Sorry to see it go. Almost.
She was a pretty lady?
Oh, yeah. She was definitely my best-looking wife. I mean, they were all foxes, but she was the best. 4, 2, 1, and 3. That's how I'd rate them, best to worst.
And yet you let this fine piece of womanhood go.
Well, I found out she was just waiting for me to die so she could have my money.
That is a shocker. She told you this?
No. She told her mama. I hired a PI who every so often would follow her for a day or so, just to make sure she wasn't effing around on me. Started it with number 2 and just kept up the habit.
It's good to know you can trust your spouse.
Anyway, she has lunch with her mama one of these times. The PI's keeping an eye on her, and he hears her say, "Mama, I don't need you worrying about me. I am so happy. I am set for life. And I'll be able to take care of you, too, when you need it." Well, I'd been punched in the gut.
I'm not sure I would interpret that as wishing you did.
I called my lawyer the next day. She didn't have much when I met her, and by the time I was done with her, she had even less. I mean, I might have let it go a little longer, but she was getting a wee bit, you know, haggard. Don't they all, though?
Well, I suppose we all get old eventually. If we're lucky.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I have to sleep next to it. Listen, I'll be straight with you. I want one of these critters because the sweet young thing I met in church loves animals, and I want to give her a reason to come by my very large house and see what else I can offer her. That might seem shallow to you, but...
No, I understand, sir. I truly do. You may purchase a rainbow magic kitten. Take your pick.
Well, it's about time. I'll take that one.
That was the one I wanted.
Life is full of disappointments, lady. You look like you've had more than a few. Put it on this card.
Well, I'm going next. I don't want to lose out on my second choice. Ma'am, we've got a long drive back, and he's only 12.
Sign here, please. Thank you kindly.
You could just tell me which one you want. I wouldn't take it.
No way, Jose.
And here you go, sir. One rainbow magic kitten.
She's gonna love you, little fella. Good night.
Finally, some peace and quiet. Never mind. Spoke too soon.
All right, little lady. You're next.
Good. Move, young man. You're in my way.
Trev, I think we should bag this and go.
Mom, no, please.
Honey, we don't have the kind of money these people do.
But Mom, look at them.
They're gorgeous. I give you that. I've never seen or heard anything like them. I could do with less of the hearing, actually. I'm just saying, if we get one, there are a lot of things that we are not going to be able to afford for a long time. A vacation, your guitar lessons.
That's okay. I'm not that good anyway.
I would beg to differ. Ugh. Fine. Fine. Jesus, how long is that woman in there going to talk?
And so, when I saw her rainbow magic kitten, I knew it was just how I wanted to reward myself. I said, I deserve this.
Well, they are something you don't see every day. But your friend...
I told you, acquaintance.
Shouldn't have been telling anyone about it. It's in the contract. Purchaser shall not discuss where they acquired rainbow magic kitten.
And I will adhere to that. I have no patience for people who can't be bothered to read fine print and then cry about it later.
Like your acquaintance?
No, I was thinking of... Well, never mind. Shouldn't talk work.
I understand. I like to leave the workday at the store, too. Sometimes I mouth off to a particularly rude customer, and later I feel bad about it, and...
I don't feel bad at all. I did what was right.
Well, that's good. We should always do what's right.
She could barely take care of herself. How is she going to take care of Felicity?
She named the kitten Felicity?
Not my acquaintance. My client. Well, not my client. That was the point.
I think you've lost me.
I have created many happy families and have helped many unfortunate girls out of a bad situation.
It's good to help other people.
But I had this one case. Well, I was assisting a woman who wanted to adopt, and I put her in contact with this pregnant woman. Very young, abusive relationship, blah, 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 all the usual crap. Anyway, I made this connection, drew up paperwork. My client paid her a monthly stipend.
That legal?
It's not illegal. And this one needed money. She needed a lot of things, including a therapist, which my client also paid for. Bitch.
The client?
The therapist. She forgot whom she was working for. So a few months into counseling and a few weeks before the birth, I start getting these calls. Oh, I changed my mind. I want to keep my baby. Can you please let Mrs. Stark know? Should I tell her myself? Wah, wah, wah.
So she kept the baby?
What? No, it was her job to notify the courts, in writing, of her intent to keep the child. And she didn't.
Did she know she had to?
I wasn't her lawyer. It's not my fault she didn't get a lawyer herself.
Did she know she had to?
It's not my job to inform her.
So I take it your client got a baby.
That baby will grow up with every available resource. What did she have to offer? Nothing. She couldn't even afford to fight us in court. How could she afford to raise a child? What did someone like her have to offer?
Love?
Please. Love doesn't pay for private school. Or rainbow magic kittens, I imagine.
Well, you do got me there, I must say. You may purchase a rainbow magic kitten. Take your pick.
Well, that obnoxious old geezer got the one I wanted. But I'll take this one.
Let me swipe your card.
I think the one you picked is very nice, ma'am.
Did you want it?
Oh, no. I actually like that little one in the corner. So it all worked out.
Wait, I changed my mind. I want the little one.
Seriously?
It's okay, Mom. It's okay. She can have it.
Whatever. Same price for either.
Oh, yes. I like this one better.
Sign here.
Well, this has been lovely. I'll send all my friends to you.
You don't have to do that, ma'am.
Oh, right. The contract. I'll follow it to the letter. I always do.
Well, guess it's you and me, partner. Come on.
Trev, last chance. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be right out here the whole time.
I ain't gonna hurt him, Mom. We're just gonna shoot the breeze a bit.
This is crazy. I should have said no. I'm the parent. What am I thinking? Oh, God. Please. Please. You have taken so much from him. Please let him have this. Jesus Christ, would you please shut up? How long does a cat live? Why couldn't he want a rainbow magic goldfish?
So, son, what's your name again?
Trev.
So, Trev, you and your mama appear to have a difference of opinion about my rainbow magic kittens.
I know, but she said it was okay. You heard her. She wouldn't say it if she didn't mean it.
She usually give you what you want?
I don't ask for a lot. I mean, besides this. I really want a rainbow magic kitten.
How'd you hear about them?
I saw their pictures online.
Online? You weren't supposed to see that.
Oh, I didn't know. Sorry, it's just they made me so happy to look at. They're so...
Yeah, I've heard it all.
Well, we couldn't have a cat while... my dad was allergic, but he's gone now.
Sorry about your dad, son. That's tough.
He had been sick a long time.
So you must know from the inside of a hospital.
Yeah, we went to see him every night. And I'd have to tell him what I did that day. Everything I did that day.
Well, I imagine he just wanted to hear about what you were up to.
Yeah, but he'd ask kind of dumb things. Like, oh, what'd you have for breakfast? Cheerios, Dad. Like every day this week. Well, were they still crunchy? I always think they start going stale the second you open the box.
I agree with your dad. What was the last thing he ever said to you?
I don't remember.
You don't remember the day he died?
I do, but I wasn't there. My mom went to see him, but I didn't.
Why not? Were you sick?
No, I just didn't. I didn't want to.
Had other plans.
Well, it was Super Bowl Sunday, and one of my classmates was having a party to watch, and I got invited. I don't even really like sports, but I was so happy to just be somewhere else for one night. Mom said no, but I cried and yelled and said I never want to go back to the hospital again. She finally said okay, I could skip visiting just this once. And I had a great time. And then after the game, Mom picked me up and she was real quiet. I wondered if Dad was mad at me, but I thought, you know, well, at least I'll have something new to tell him about tomorrow. But then, early in the morning, she got the call from the hospital that Dad was gone.
So that was some bad timing on your part, son.
If I'd known he was so close to the end...
Would you have gone to the hospital?
Yes. No, I don't know. I just wanted a night away from it all.
So you did something just for you?
Yeah, just for me. And I let him down. On the last night he was alive, I let him down.
You don't rightly know what was going through his head, son.
I know he was wondering what he did, why I didn't come. And I didn't come because I was mad. Mad that he was sick, and now he's not sick. Now he's gone.
But now he's gone, you can have a kitten. A fancy one.
No, that's not it. I mean, I love cats, but the Rainbow Magic Kittens. When I saw that picture on the computer, I was suddenly so happy. I had forgotten what that felt like, and I thought, maybe they can help me be happy again. Because my mom, I let down my dad. I don't want to let her down, too. She tries so hard. She deserves a better son than me. Someone happy. Someone good.
Thank you for telling me this, son.
Just kill me now. Seriously.
Let's go, Mom.
What?
He said no, okay? I can't have one.
Trev!
I surely do regret having to tell him, ma'am.
Why can't he have one?
He's not the right kind of person for a Rainbow Magic Kitten.
How dare you? He stayed all day. He went through your ridiculous interview. You let that horrible, dirty old man and that nasty woman buy them. He deserves this. He deserves it.
No, ma'am, he don't.
You listen to me, you jerk.
No, you listen to me. Don't you waste my time with your Mama Grizzly act. I don't play that crap. Your son ain't the right sort of person. He just ain't. So you get out of my store and go home and find him the kind of pet he does deserve, because it ain't one of mine. Get out. Now.
My son is a good kid.
I do not doubt that.
I think you are a horrible human being.
You are entitled to your opinion. Tell your son to delete that screenshot of my kittens when he gets home. Calm down, they'll be back. You know they'll be back.
Well, I am going to write a really negative review on Yelp.
Mom, just forget it. I'm a bad person and I don't deserve a Rainbow Magic Kitten.
You're not a bad person. What did you two talk about?
I told him I didn't go see Dad that last night, and he died hating me.
You think Daddy was mad at you?
Mom, I bailed on him to go to a stupid party.
Why didn't you tell me this before?
Tell you what, that I'm a terrible son? You already know that.
Oh, God, Trev. Trev, honey, no. No, that's not what happened.
Well, you never told me what happened.
I didn't think you wanted to know, and I didn't want to force you to hear it if... Have you been carrying this around for 2 years?
Yes. No, yes. Mom, was Daddy mad at me?
Trev, that last night, your dad, things went bad really quickly. The hospital actually called me earlier to come, but my phone was, well, it doesn't matter. I didn't get the call. So when I showed up, it was bad. He was screaming and, well... For a while, they wouldn't let me near him. I had to stay in a corner while they tried to get his pain under control.
Were they able to?
Eventually. Your dad always said he didn't have a high pain threshold, but he had a very high pain medication threshold. But they finally got him fairly comfortable, and I sat with him, and Trev, he thanked me for not bringing you.
He knew it was almost over, and he didn't want your last memories of him to be of that. He wasn't mad, Trev. He was grateful.
I didn't do it for him. I did it for me.
And that was okay, baby. He always wanted to hear everything you were doing because he wanted to know that you were having a life away from him. That you were going to be fine. So I told him you were at a party and he was happy you were there. After a while, he fell asleep and I went home, and when they called in the morning, they said he never woke up. That he went peacefully. I'm glad. I'm glad at least the very end was easy. He deserved that.
I miss him so much, Mom.
Oh, me too, baby. Do you remember anything from when he wasn't sick?
I do. Lots of things. I remember him flying me around the house like an airplane and singing me songs.
He loved making up his own little lullabies.
Why?
Because he said Rockabye Baby was terrifying and no one should have to fall asleep to that. I loved that one he did to Down in the Valley, remember?
Go to sleep, Trevy. Go to sleep now. Maybe you'll dream of a moon and a cow.
Oh my God, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay, I'm okay.
There was a box in the middle of the road. I didn't see it.
I'm okay, Mom.
I'm going to go move it. I don't want anyone to hit it. Jesus, it's like ink out here. Grab the flashlight in the glove box, would you, honey?
Got it.
Do you see it anywhere? It can't be that far behind us.
There it is, Mom. Mom, the box is... it's moving.
Trev, slow down. You don't know what's in there.
Mom!
Trev!
It's okay, Mom, look.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
That is quite possibly the ugliest dog I have ever seen.
I think he's cute.
You need your eyes checked. Well, let's get him to the side of the road. Careful, just grab the outside. We don't know if he bites.
Mom, we can't leave him out here.
Trev, it's after 10. There's not an animal shelter open anywhere.
We can take him home and call a shelter in the morning.
He probably has fleas, or worse.
We can't just leave him, please?
I don't know how we're gonna get the box into the back of the... car.
Wow, he's a good jumper. Come on, boy. I can ride in the back seat with him.
I didn't say yes. Oh, fine. But he's sleeping in the garage. Trev, do not let him lick you. Rainbow magic goldfish. It would have been so easy.
Here you go. Home sweet home. Eat up, little guy. See you tomorrow. Christ, you're a clingy little thing. All right. Yeah, you like being rubbed there, don't you? You just remember to be this cute when I bring my new lady friend over. I've had my eye on her for quite a while. You're gonna help me close the deal. Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
What the hell?
For that,
what? God, get off me! Get off! What do you want?
We're rainbow magic kittens. We have one simple goal. We find the cruel, the evil, the mean, and then we swallow your soul.
No! No! Please, no! No!
See? I told you they'd be back. Ah, little guy. What took you so long? Sister got back hours ago. All right. Hold your horses. I gotta get this thing out of your brother before you can play with him. Come here, buddy. I got just the thing to put it in. Oh, yes, that man was a bad one. Yucky. But you did a good job. Oh, yes, I like the boy, too. I have no idea how he found your picture, either. Well, sometimes you screw up. But he's okay. He'll be just fine.
Who's a good boy? Who? Yes, get the ball.
Trev, This does not sound like a guitar.
Oh, sorry, Mom. Okay, Max, I gotta practice.
Trev, I told you, Awesomus Maximus does not get on the bed.
But he likes it.
He leaves hair all over the covers.
Well, I can clean it. I can use that round thing with the tape.
Lint roller. And you haven't so far.
Well, I'll try harder.
2 months and the dog has taken over the house. Fine. 30 minutes practice.
Mom, I had a cool dream last night.
This sounds like procrastination.
No, really. I dreamt about Dad.
Oh. Have you dreamt about him before?
No, first time. And Max was in the dream, too. Dad was walking him, and then Dad saw me. He took the leash off, and Max ran to me. Max started licking my face, and when I looked up, Dad was gone. And I thought, oh, I should have hugged him or something. But, you know, at the same time, I knew it was okay. It was fine. And then I woke up.
Oh.
No, Mom, it was a good dream. Don't look like that.
If I find out you made this up just so I'd let Max sleep on your bed...
Real dream, Mom. Honest.
Thank you for sharing it with me. 30 minutes. I love you, Trev.
Down in the valley, there is a dog, Max. He lies on my bed and eats puppy snacks.
Trev!
Sorry, Mom. Roses love sunshine, violets love dew. Angels in heaven know I love you.
Howdy. Can I help you find something?
Hi, I'm looking for something for my mom. She's living alone now and needs company.
I got some nice Persian kittens.
Oh, no, I was thinking maybe a bird. Parakeet? Can they talk, do you know?
Oh, I got something better. Let me show you my existential panic parrots.
Your what?
Existential panic parrots. Great talkers. Little negative, but they're a hoot.
Hilarious. They do this all day?
All day. Huge vocabularies. Sometimes they get a little potty mouth, but you know, it's all in fun.
My mom would love this. Do they live a long time?
Oh, God, why? Why has this happened?
If you take care of them, they'll go on like this for decades.
No! No! No!
Oh, that's great. Hey, Polly, want a cracker?
No! I want you to kill me!
I love it. Are these the only two you have?
Oh, no, they're just my newest additions. I got a whole flock. Look.
Help me. You've got to do something.
I'm a senator, for God's sake.
Like the song goes, you might not get what you want, but if you try real hard, you just might get what you need. Trev didn't need a fancy designer animal. He needed Max. Always ready for a game of fetch or tug or just to sit and listen. He's a good dog. Just what Trev needed. And for those who do always seem to get everything they want, well, keep in mind sometimes they just might find they also get what they deserve. At least, in Uncanny County.
Uncanny County is the unholy creation of Todd Faulkner and Allison Crane. It's produced by Todd Faulkner, Allison Crane, and William Franke. Our executive producer is Jessica Walker. Tonight's episode, Rainbow Magic Kittens, was written and produced by Nicole Grevey. It featured Xander Crowell as Trev, Nicole Grevey as Jennifer, and Tom Bartos as Mr. Thompson, along with the vocal talents of Damian Buzerio, Shelley Davis, Jenny Curlin, Ruth Weber, Matthew Hammond, Allison Crane, and Todd Faulkner, with original music by Ruth Weber and guitar accompaniment by Thomas Crowell. This is Allison Crane from Uncanny County. Tonight's episode has been brought to you by Palmer's Steakhouse. Palmer's, we get our meat from cows.